because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one staying put in his proper place and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovett, look at you. Now we all deserve to die.
Do you recognize the voice? That's Johnny Depp, who is starring in the new movie version of the Stephen Sondheim musical Sweeney Todd about the demon barber of Fleet Street. It is another of Tim Burton's dark, swirling films full of his muses, those actors with edge, such as Helena Bonham Carter, Alan Rickman, and of course Depp, who plays a once-jailed man out for revenge at the hands of a straight razor.
15 years. Sweating and living hell on a false charge. 15 years dreaming I might come home to a wife and child.
Well, I can't say the years have been particularly kind to you, Mr. Barker.
No. Not Barker. That man is dead. It's Todd now. Sweeney Todd. And he will have his revenge.
The Stephen Sondheim score is complicated and meant for trained singers, but in this film, not really a one in the bunch. Bob Mondello is a film critic for NPR, and he doubles as a theater critic at the Washington City Paper, so you are the person we want to talk to this morning, and other mornings, too. Hi, Bob.
It's good to talk to you, and I'm such a nut for this show. I saw it back in 1979 on Broadway. Just love it. Really nasty stuff.
It is. Well, Johnny Depp, first of all, in a musical?
Well, it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but he actually sings with a rock band, so he can carry a tune. There's no problem.
Well, we wanted to do a little comparison. We want to hear the same clip of Sweeney addressing his beloved razors after getting out of jail from the two productions, the one that you saw on Broadway in 1979 with Len Cario in the title role, and then Johnny Depp from the new movie. Then we'll discuss. So let's play the clip.
How he smiles in the light, my friend. My faithful friend.
My friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend.
Such a different approach, just that operatic approach from Cario, and then Johnny Depp almost speak-talking the words. Does the quality of the voice of these two leads, does it affect the storytelling?
Well, of course it does. I really worried when I had only heard the album of the new movie, I was really worried that they were turning it into Sweeney Manilow. I mean, it's like so sweet. He's crooning. But the thing is that in a theater, you have to project to the back row. And in a movie, he's talking to the razors. He's not singing to the back row. So it makes perfectly good sense for him to do it the way he's doing it on film. And in fact, a big voice like Len Cario's would not work in a movie, I think. It would seem too theatrical.
It would be too broad.
Right.
Which is also a big issue with films, with musicals, trying to bring them to film. Sometimes they seem almost cartoonish.
Right. Well, actually, when you watch the opening sequence of this, it's actually a cartoon. It's done with animation. It looks real because uh-huh. Digital animation these days is amazing. But yes, that is a problem with these things. And this is, I mean, in terms of the blood that Tim Burton laid over this thing, because on stage, if you used as much blood as Tim Burton did, the actors would be slipping and sliding all over the place. You totally can't do it. But he does it in a cartoonish way, but very realistically. It's a rather disturbing movie in some spots.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of a comparison. Angela Lansbury from that 1979 production and Helena Bonham Carter in the new movie, both playing Mrs. Lovett, the pie maker.
A customer! What you rush, what you hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit you down, sit? All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir?
You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit you down, sit? All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir?
Are the performances comparable at all?
Well, I guess they, not really. Okay. What you have to remember about, in 1979, Lansbury was the big star. Her Mrs. Lovett was the star of this show, not Sweeney. And so, she had just done Mame a few years earlier. She'd done Gypsy. she was a big deal, and so this was the number in which you introduce this crazy character. And so she was playing it to the hilt, and again, playing to the back row. Well, Helena Bonham Carter is Tim Burton's wife, and she's going to hit the notes. And I think what I'm guessing here as to what happened, but I think, you know, you record these things before you film them, and so they would have recorded, and she was really intent on hitting all the notes right, and she does it, and it's lovely. It's a sort of a subdued thing, again, much smaller for screen, because she's after all in close up. She doesn't have to project all the moodiness of the character. And having made it smaller, I think then on screen, Tim Burton helps her to amp everything up. So the gestures and things like that go with this really make it hilarious. And as she's doing the performance on screen, she's great. Again, I'm not sure I would give this album to somebody to listen to the music, because it's soft.
Also, there were some interesting, or should I say, different casting choices. Tell me a little bit about the choice of casting a child, as opposed to on the stage version, there was an adult cast as the role of a child?
Well, no, not really. An adult cast in the role of a very slow adult.
Okay.
And on stage, you didn't ever question, it's a character who is an assistant to the barber, who's ultimately played by Sacha Baron Cohen in the movie, who has a great voice, by the way. And he's a character who's going to play a big part in the last few minutes of the show, but he's a simpleton on stage, and in the movie he's played by a little boy, and that really changes the impact of a song that he sings to Mrs. Lovett.
Let's take a listen to the comparison of the two.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you.
Nothing's
no,
gonna
sir.
Harm you. No, sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays.
Okay, Bob, in our remaining 30 seconds, do you think the adaptation to film works for Sweeney Todd?
Yes, I do. In fact, I like this a lot. It isn't transcendent the way I remember that first production being on Broadway, but it is a gorgeous production. I think they're really worried about, you know, the fact that the Johnny Depp fans and the Tim Burton fans aren't going to like the singing, and that the singing fans, the Broadway fans, aren't going to like the blood. But I think it's a really nice combination, and that both crowds will like the film when they see it.
NPR's Bob Mondello, thanks for the roadmap through Sweeney Todd, the film version.
My pleasure.
See how they glisten. See this one shine.
We've got more to come. Coming up, NPR's outgoing Baghdad bureau chief is here to tell us about her time covering the war in Iraq. Jamie Terabay, just on the other side of the glass. We'll talk to her next. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.